Hi, welcome to the second audio encouragement for you. We're going to look at this idea of being in Him, what we have in Him, in Christ, and how Paul uses that phrase in the first two chapters of Ephesians to reveal very specific truths to us that we can rest in, that we can have confidence in, that we can stake our claim in these truths and in these promises. So the first one is chapter 1, verse 7. In Him we have redemption. Paul writes, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. So in Christ we have redemption. We have been saved through Christ. We have been redeemed. The price for our sin has been paid through the blood of Christ. And so we can walk in that confidence. The second thing that we see we have in Him is in verse 11. In Him we have also received an inheritance because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of His will. So we have an inheritance. What is our inheritance? Our inheritance is that we are co-heirs with Christ, that we will receive all of the good things that God has for us. And also that is an eternal inheritance. It is more than something we will have here on earth. It is a promise and hope of eternity in the presence of God, dwelling with Him forever and ever. What an amazing thing we have. So much better than any earthly inheritance we could have is this promise of an eternal inheritance in Christ. Then finally in verse 13, we see in Him you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So in Him we are sealed. What a great thing to be sealed. Imagine or think about the kings who wore signet rings, and they would put the wax on their declarations and they would press down into it. And that seal indicated that this came from the king. And so the Holy Spirit is the seal on us that we belong to the king, that God has claimed us as His own, and that we carry with us the certainty that He is for us, that He is with us, that He goes ahead of us, that He is behind us, that He is beside us, that we can trust in Him, and that eternal inheritance we have is secure because we've been sealed. Then we move to chapter 2, where Paul continues this idea. Look at verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. We are created for a purpose. So in Christ, we have a purpose, good works. Jesus said in John chapter 15 that we should understand that it is to God's glory that we do good works. Like all these things that we bear fruit, that brings God glory. So if you look at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, he talks about Jesus is talking about how we can't do anything apart from Him, right? That we are connected to Him as a vine is connected to the branches. And so, or the branches are connected to the vine. And so we know that it's God in us that accomplishes these things. So we're created for these good works that God established for us to do. And we seek to bring Him glory through doing them. Then in verse 13, it says, but now in Christ, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. What a beautiful thing, right? In Christ, we are brought near. In the Old Testament, in Exodus, we see that the presence of God was revealed by this cloud that settled into the temple, into the tabernacle when they built it, and it went with them. And so then in John chapter 1, it says, the word of God, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so the word is Jesus, and He dwelt, and the actual word for that is tabernacle, that He dwelt among us. And so we see that God is near. He's near. And ultimately, we have the Holy Spirit now who is near to us, that we are brought near to God through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the work that Christ has done for us. And then finally, in verse 22 of chapter 2, we see in Him you are being built together for God's dwelling in the Spirit. This is probably my favorite part. In Him we're built together. Who's built together? We are, as believers, we're built together as the church, the glorious church, the bride bride of Christ, not just our local churches, though Paul is passionate about local churches and talks about how God brings together members of local churches to do all the things that God has intended for that faith family to do. And I'm so thankful for our church, but also the global church, that we have all been brought together and are now being built together for the glory of God, that we as the church are God's dwelling. We now, individually and corporately, are the tabernacle of God, where the Holy Spirit is and where God dwells with us until that day comes when we will all dwell with Him in His presence for eternity. So I hope that this has encouraged you to think about where these phrases get repeated in Scripture and what we can learn from that. So pay attention to those things. Go back now and read through those "in Him" statements and be reminded of what we have in Christ. I encourage you to do that. So, all right, have a great day.